You have reached the Second Presbyterian Church Inspirational Phone Line. I hope this message finds you peace and serenity today and the days ahead. Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God blesses the reading and hearing of Scripture. This verse is a very important verse. This is the end of chapter 11 in Matthew, where the Father is revealed in the Son and Jesus is talking. This is Jesus' words talking to his disciples, explaining to them how he can help, how he can assist, how he can be the rock and support that they need and anyone can use. So if anyone is burdened or depressed or for whatever reason, any issues that one would have in their lives, he wants you to lean on him. He wants you to use him as that support that you need. Through prayer, through conversation, he can lift those burdens off your shoulders and carry those burdens for you. He can be that partner that anyone needs in times of trouble, times of sadness, and times of mourning, to be that guiding light, that strength that someone needs to create a sense of well-being. This is one of many verses within the New Testament where Jesus is explaining to others how he is the way, he is the light, he is the one way to find God and to find calm, to find peace, to find serenity. And I think that this verse is very fitting for what we're going through currently. This is the beginning of the Lenten season. We're a couple weeks in. And it's good for us to reflect on some of our troubles and our burdens. And this verse reminds us of the fact that Jesus can be that strength and support for us, and to take any of our worries away and to provide that sense of calm for us. Reflecting back on what is happening within our community around the world right now, with the fear of the coronavirus and all of the feelings of panic and hopelessness that may be coming with all the reports of what's happening with this coronavirus. It's a perfect time for prayer and to reflect with Jesus and to let him take the yoke and to carry our burdens and guide us along to give us calm and peace within our lives. I recommend rereading that passage along with maybe some of the passages before it. Again, that was Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you have a blessed day.